there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
Looking at this song called Two Timer. Now, Two Timer is never recorded by Monk. It's recorded by his son, T.S. Monk, on a record called Monk on Monk from 1997. That's where a bunch of, it's kind of an all-star band playing Monk tunes led by T.S. Monk and Herbie Hancock's on piano and a bunch of other people. And then the other recording that I know of is in 1961, on a Jackie McLean record called A Fickle Sonnets, and it's the opening track of that record. And Sonny Clark, the pianist Sonny Clark, is given credit for the composition there, although there's a story behind the song that's in Robin D.G. Kelly's book, which, if I'm remembering, Sonny Clark had passed through somewhere where Monk had been, a Panonica residence maybe, and found this lead sheet and brought it to the session. In the hopes of, I don't know, getting paid or something. So that's, you should check out the source for that story, but it's something like that. And that source is Robin D.G. Kelly's great biography of Thelonious Monk. So the tune, anyway, the reference that I'm using are those two recordings and then the lead sheet in the Steve Cardenas, Don Sickler book, which is a little more than a lead sheet. It's like a grand staff there. So it seems like the source for that might be some sheet music. I'm not really sure what their source is. But now, that lead sheet, it goes, it has kind of two lines. So it's like, this is kind of a riff tune, right? So it's, I'm playing like a B flat over C or a C9 sus. This just kind of a it's kind of like a B flat to a C on the top, chord wise. I guess it could be a C7, but I'm really just playing mostly these sixths. I can't say that word. The sixth of F to D, and then the sixth of E to C. And then da, 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 in the top and in the bottom. Now, the lead sheet goes like this. Could play that, but this is one of those few cases where I'm kind of making a decision about something that I think sounds better on guitar. If I play the octaves, doesn't have quite the weight of the other thing. I'm thinking that it could have been a typo because, you know, the E below the bass clef is the same, looks the same as the C on the treble clef, so they could have put a treble clef note in the bass clef by accident rather than putting it on two ledger lines down there. I don't know. It's just a speculation. But I'm, in any case, I'm kind of simplifying it or making it making an arrangement that I think kind of captures the sound, which is this. It's like you have this tenth, then it goes to a minor seventh, which is kind of, I like that sound. Finger I'm using is, I'm going, maybe. Now I could change the hit the bass note again here, but I think this is enough. You get the bass note in the beginning. I'm just playing it. Second finger, first finger. And then here. I don't know. How do I play this if I'm just playing? I'm actually sliding the fourth finger. And I'm going. Instead of 1-3. To me, that's not quite as... So I could slide my hand. Right? This is one of those cases where certainly didn't work out this fingering. I'm actually just looking at what I would play naturally and then saying that that's the way I play it. To me, that just feels better than... moving position rather than stretching the hand. And then it goes up a half step. And then it does it like half of this one. Sorry. Then it goes to F. And sometimes it goes... Sometimes it goes, this doesn't resolve to the A, it just hangs out on that B flat and kind of nice to have the seventh down here. Like, so the whole head is, A section is. Okay, now there's a little adjustment I want to make because this I find awkward. When you do the fast one where it goes, to me this is too much jumping around now. That's pretty awkward to play. So maybe I'll just play this. I'm not going to worry about this voice leading. I'll just hit this and then that note. Then I'm in position. Oops, jeez. Right? I'm playing this the same way I was before. I'm starting it off with. Yeah, that's much better. So the head, then with that adjustment, would sound, I can take it up a little more. One, two, three. So it goes to E7 sharp 9, obviously really easy to play on guitar. That's the bridge. So it's E7 down to D7 sharp 9. Then E back to E. F sharp, then to E for a bar, and then to D7 for like a bar and a half, and then a quick 2-5, A minor 7, D7. I'm just playing two notes, A, G, D, F sharp, and it's gonna go right back there. So you hear this voice leading. And that's the whole tune. Now, let's see. I'll play it so you can hear it in time. One, two, three. That was a little sloppy. Resolve that. It's very tempting to do this, but that's not what happens. It's almost like it's a C7 with an F. That kind of sound. Open, unresolved sound. So, something just occurred to me. There's something I did on the recording where I was doing some sort of this against that type of stuff. You know, like, for example, like, if I, these are quarter notes, I might play. Three against four, you know, or like four against three. Four against three is much faster, right? But things that are slower than the beat, that's what I was thinking about, actually. Like, you know, five against four. You know, five against three. Say five against seven, or maybe like four against seven. These are like polypulses. I call them polypulses as opposed to polyrhythms, where you have like one rhythm against another rhythm. This is like one pulse against another pulse, you know, it's just because it's like two different tempos. But on this bridge, you got this kind of these long chords, and they're really simple. So it's just two bars of E7, two bars of D7, sharp 9, then two beats of E, and then F sharp, and then back to E for a bar, and then back to the D7. And so you've got 7.5 bars there before that little... 7.5 is like 15, right? So that should work with something like 5 against 4, because that comes out every 5 beats, you know what I'm saying? So, dang, so that's the bridge, right? Dang, seems like that should work. So what if I did this with the chords? Now I might mess this up, but let's see. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play the chords, just I'm gonna play them in four chords against 5 beats, and then it should kind of be something. Now I anticipated the D7 because it's kind of like it makes sense to me to anticipate rather than to put it after. Gives it more motion. That's a nice bar. The last 4 beats of the 5 beat thing. So, and when it comes back to E7, it starts again, which makes sense because it's after 5 bars. So it'd be like, or maybe it should be. Yeah, if I anticipate the same way I'd anticipate the D7, I should come on that upbeat. So the bridge would be like. Again, I anticipate the D7, but this time from off the 16th rather than off the 8th. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that was an idea that I had. Something to mess around with. Of course, that could be done with any two pulses, two chords, two notes, whatever. But that gives it a certain ambiguity in terms of what's going on there in that bridge. I kind of like it. All right. See you next time. We're getting there. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as
exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.